Ilhan Omar, U.S. must have universal basic income, vote by mail, and housing as a start. By Hannah Blow on May 5, 2020. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, listed a host of progressive agenda items that she believes need to be universally offered in the United States, including vote by mail, a basic income, and housing for all, but noted they simply serve as a start. Here's what we need to make universal, as a start. Omar wrote on social media this week, listing health care, school meals, vote by mail, housing, and basic income. The demands come as Democrats, including her progressive squad members, aim to use the coronavirus pandemic as a means to score political victories for the Democrat Party agenda. Even Joe Biden, D, the Democrat Party's presumptive nominee, suggested that the coronavirus pandemic serves as an incredible opportunity to not just dig out of this crisis but to fundamentally transform the country. That effort has been overwhelmingly apparent, as influential Democrats, from former President Barack Obama to failed Trump challenger Hillary Clinton, increased their calls for changes to election laws, strongly advocating vote-by-mail and ballot harvesting. This is hardly the first time Omar has called for mail-in voting, stating over the weekend that every registered voter should be allowed to vote by mail in future elections, no questions asked. Her fellow squad members have also joined her calls for universal health care, housing, and income. In March, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, called for a no-strings universal basic income as a coronavirus relief measure. In September, the New York lawmaker proclaimed that the U.S. could not pride itself on being an advanced society until it guarantees the right to many of the things Omar outlined on Monday, including housing, health care, and education. But until we do not guarantee the right to housing, until we do not guarantee health care and education, we cannot call ourselves an advanced society, she stated. It's a basic right along with education and health care. Once we get these basics covered, then our country can earn the right to call ourselves an advanced society. She continued, adding, "What we are experiencing right now in housing in the United States is barbarism."